us how you're ranking. That's a sheet. Yeah, I mean, you could just watch it before.
I know some of these, like the second to the last quadrant, doesn't seem to really apply.
Which part of the RFQ that's why?
The bottom, the second to the...
Ms. Kitan, are you ready?
You see that?
Yes, ma'am. We bring it back into regular session. It is 8:40.
Finance and present wealth discussion of possible action to approve recommendation of RFQ 1502 financial advisory services.
You've had four financial advisory firms present their services and opportunities that they offer within each firm. And at this point, the board would need to make a recommendation as to the selection of the advisory firm.
Can I get, what the rest of the administration did and what y'all's, in other words, your ranking?
The ranking?
Recommendation.
Do you want to tabulate?
You can have Dr. Valadi.
I was doing it, going through it.
Do you want us to tabulate, or you'll just make a motion?
My numbers are right there. Can you see them?
Give them to Dr. Gallagher.
I thought we were just going to rank.
Yeah,
we're going to do a whole rubric.
No, we can rank him. We can rank him.
Do you want to start off?
Said he's working on his stuff.
Yes, I'm still working on mine.
Live numbers.
Well, if we're just going to do the ranking, then I'll just...
The adding up is kind of odd, too.
I'm not even going to do this box.
Yeah.
Because...
I evened it out for everybody there.
Huh?
I evened it out for everybody there.
Did you do your numbers or just?
I just write them.
Okay, then I'll just scratch them.
Yeah.
You can do it. I'll leave it like that, no less. You must put your ranks.
That's what matters is the ranking.
Yes.
The ranking, so just. I don't want to add all these.
Thank you. So just that section from Rockcraft?
At the top. See across the top.
You do? Where is he? You gotta go right now? Yeah. What time is he here? We still have two other items. I'm going to stay for a minute.
Can you take a 5 minute break?
To call?
Yeah. To look for the symptoms?
Yeah.
Well, I'll
get
out
of the
rankings from the tally from the board was Estrada 11, first half was 17, George K. Baum and Company 21, and Public Financial Management Inc. 11. So there was a tie.
It is recommended that the Board of Trustees award of Financial Advisor Services RFQ 1502 to Estrada Hinojosa Inc. for a 3-year term dependent on satisfactory services.
Madam Chair, I would like to move to begin negotiations with the Public Financial Management Inc., PFM Group, and the specificity behind that is as to why not the administration's recommendation. These people actually knew who owned our debt. They don't sell or trade bonds. They are exactly what we ask for in our RFQ. They are a financial advisory group. They have said that they will come and train our staff for 1 week, or they will take our staff away to be trained for 1 week. They claimed that they would be an extension of our staff. They also gave us some interesting numbers available, the availability of refunding our current bonds. I felt that they were very worthy of our business as financial advisors, so I moved to take them as the choice due to the time.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado.
I have a question.
Mr.
Just what were the rankings within administration?
Number one. Number two was George K. Baum. Number three was First Southwest. And number four was Public Financial Management Inc.
I take I have some serious issues, and I had emailed Rachel about them, and as well as our legal counsel with us. Because if you see this, this is going from number four to number one, and we're not financial advisors, and I just have serious issues with that. And so I think we need to look at what we do from here on out for sure, but right now I think we need to look at what administration is recommending and what word the board is.
I would like to ask a question to administration.
Chair.
You've seen both presentations, both sets of presentations, and you alluded to the differences in public finance versus their initial. Would you say they're dramatically different?
Theirs specifically was significantly more informative than the first time around.
Their original
foray into this. I did have other individuals that were part of the evaluation committee, and they also felt that they shared more and were a little more personable and tied into what we have currently done and commented on how they can, you know, move it to the next level. So they definitely did a better job presenting this time.
So the presentations were completely different?
Yes.
For that particular one?
Yes.
As far as the ranking, because there's so many, Mr. Coronado and I kind of alluded to both of them, it's like, wow, how do you quantify some of this stuff? Some of these things should already be automatic. You've done your due diligence, you still come up with the rankings that you did. Now the presentation, it wouldn't sway that one way or the other, would it? The number on the
action. Numbers
wouldn't sway. Take out the presentations.
I guess because they tailored and then shared more information about how they would work and tailoring our, the services to our district this time around that we didn't hear initially. Mm-hmm. That would potentially make us change or consider reconsider. I'm speaking as myself, but I would, you know, I could not tell you that. Everybody in the committee would feel the same way. I don't know. Dr. Galaviz was part of the committee, so maybe he can share a little.
It was night and day.
I know one of the concerns was that public financial management, I'm talking as a facilitator, was that it is a very big company, and they saw it as we would just be a number to them, whereas the other companies, the smaller company, would be a more one-on-one, more tailored, more hands-on, not just a number. And I'm just talking as a facilitator. That's one of the comments that I heard over and over throughout the conversation and on the notes.
However, as they presented this time around, and Ms. Searle specifically asked that question, which was interesting because that was the sentiment we had when we were looking at them. And so that was interesting that she asked that question and they had a response. So,
you know. I would also like
another question. Mr.
Rodriguez.
Isn't there issues of asking certain questions to certain individuals and not to others?
We do have to make sure that we're consistent.
So that brings up a can of worms at.
That, because of the size, they're not apples to apples. If they were at the same entities, were the same size, that would probably affect the question.
And that's why before we had started, I had asked the chair if we would look at some of those specific questions that were given to us, so that way we could be fair with everyone. I think, honestly, we don't want to get the words back.
I would like to state that during the evaluation, the questions we asked were the same to every single one.
But that's why we asked the potential questions.
That's a rough one, I guess. Night and day in terms of your ranking versus our ranking. In the what we see is a company that obviously had everything together. and you're not even seeing that. That's the lowest one on your sheet. That being said, Estella in the wholesale was one on yours and tied with public finance, with our public finance in our ranking. So the safe bet would be to go with Estella in the wholesale. That would be my, you know, in the minefield, as Mr. Rodriguez sort of alluded to, because we did not get the same sort of presentation. We have to say they should have been consistent. They should have treated the committee the same as they treated the board. Would you agree with that? And that to me means to tell me that they'll probably give us different service. Whereas Mr. Hinojosa was so gracious to gracing us with his presence today, he was consistent. And it showed not only in your evaluations but ours. So that's my only comment.
There is a motion.
There's a motion in the second row.
Sir, would you clarify the motion, and then I'll take the vote?
Yes, I moved that we would begin negotiations with Public Financial Management, Inc. due to the specificity I stated earlier.
And that was seconded by Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
No.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
No.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Motion fails.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move into negotiations with Estella and Hinojosa and Company for financial services in RFQ 1582. Per administration's recommendation.
We have a motion.
A second.
And a second.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item B, discussion of possible action to approve first reading of policy CH local purchasing and acquisition. Ms. Aguilar.
Board President, board members, Dr. Matthews, in the last several meetings held, we presented in August and September various options and considerations for the board in regards to policy CH local, specifically in the threshold increase to purchases before needing to come to the board for approval. At the last regular board meeting in September, the administration was directed to provide a first reading of policy CH with the amount of the threshold stating cost $25,000 or more, from our increasing from our current threshold amount of $10,000 or more. And so before you, I provided the actual policy with the first reading, basically marking off, striking out in red, in excess of $9,999.99, and adding in blue font the cost. I'll read the entire sentence. However, any single budgeted purchase of goods or services that cost $25,000 or more, regardless of how the goods or services are purchased or the purchasing method used by the district, shall require board approval before the payment. And so before you is this first reading and your consideration and direction as to how you would like to move forward.
We can still modify it at this point.
Yes.
And go to 20 if we like and still be called first reading. Is that correct?
Yeah. Next, we would modify it, and then the second reading would reflect whatever the direction was.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask some questions. In our
weekly packet, our Thursday packet, I believe it was last week. I'm so sorry, I didn't bring the information with me this evening. Unbeknownst to me, in July of this year, we had a TEA letter which audited certain areas of our finances. Is that correct? Is it getting?
What it is that when we finalize our audited financials annually, then it's forwarded to TEA. They do a review and then return it with any questions or clarifications that are required. And so basically that letter that was received in July was related to their review and differences in statements or points that were missing from the actual financials that the auditors, our external auditors, were trying to add to the wording.
I asked Dr. Delaney to provide us with the information, possibly it's forthcoming. But
it was already provided with...
It was in the packet. I just didn't bring... I'm so sorry, I did not bring the information with me. And that July letter from the TEA was followed by a September letter from your office, correct?
Right.
Saying, here are where we have made right in these areas. The areas were a lot of concern to me. We had a lot of financial areas, writing double checks,
Those are the actual findings that
they are
identified in the annual financials, and so it's a standard process where TEA would list them.
That's correct, and that we made a reply back to them. What I'm trying to get at is that our financials have been less than stellar, that we have had issues of enough of an issue that it's been brought to our external auditor, who now, the TEA, has also worked their way through it. That's one point. Has the rest of the board read any of these issues? Have you noticed them?
Those issues were disclosed to us in the
external
audit.
And then they were just brought back up 2 weeks ago, but not flagged, in a letter from the TEA and listed out by them that here are your problems from the external auditor. And then in September, I believe just weeks ago, we wrote back a response to them as to what we were doing. And I also, if I recall from the minutes of the last committee meeting, this was going to come back to the committee, and I apologize because I did miss the last meeting. Maybe I'll talk about it at that point. But it was going to come back to the committee, the finance committee, in October with reference to the questions that had been brought forward.
I was directed to bring back the two questions that were asked to the regular board meeting. I did present them. We provided in the agenda packet, it was two additional slides that we discussed, and share the breakdown. And basically the question was, provide us different thresholds from 10 to 20, 10 to 25, I believe. And she can provide the information.
The direction was to provide expenditure breakdown below 20,000, and what I did is I went and go ahead and did it from 10 to 14,999. 15 to 19,999, 20,000 to 24,999. So I did different breakdowns based on the discussions that we were having and the breakdowns. And they were included on.
I wasn't at that meeting, so that I apologize for not being there. This is essentially why I had asked that it would go back to the committee, knowing that I was not going to be at that meeting, knowing that the discussion wouldn't include me. So. But those were answered then and were discussed.
Yes.
I don't have any other further comments right now, Madam Chair.
Any other questions?
I have a question. I know that we have our new CFO here. Can you join us at the dais? I have a question for you
regarding the policy that we're developing.
Okay.
She can't. She's like, oh.
It's time to haze. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us up here. Really, the policy itself is moving from really, because of our growth, we're going from a small school district, obviously, to a larger, not large school district, mid school district. And our $10,000 policy that we currently have is just too constraining. We looked at the time, obviously. And as sort of an outsider, sort of, you know, we've been here, I don't know how many days, but really looking at this from the outside in, going and more than doubling the amount in such a quick fashion, is that something you would recommend? Or have you looked at any of these numbers yourself?
Okay. Well, I would say that, first off, I haven't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I did receive the board packet, and I would not have an issue with this. What we would do is make sure that we have the proper internal controls,
mm-hmm.
so that for you to feel comfortable in administration working on the under 25,000.
And it's really not that much. It's like 1% or 2% of the full transaction. So we're really talking pennies over dollars. But we're looking at the community as a whole. We're going from a 10,000 to a 25,000. It's more than double. It's 150%, in fact. And not to say that in our surrounding school districts haven't had their own issues, but we want to make sure that we are treading lightly. I would prefer that we go to the 20 initially, but you know, I'm only one voice, and we did ask for breakdown on 25, and I think the recommendation was to come at 25. I would love to see it at 20, but I wanted to kind of get your input and see where you sort of felt on this.
Okay, well, this being my first meeting, I think that if you wanted to take baby steps, that would be something that's doable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as the board, you can always adjust this amount. But as I said, I don't think that the amount that the administration is proposing is unreasonable.
Okay, perfect.
Madam Chair, I have another question.
Ms. Earls. Was it discussed at the meeting, at the regular meeting last month, the effect of a new board being seated?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I think it was, and because of the same reason Ms. Pekarsky just brought up, we can modify it at any time, so if we see some issue and we can bring it back, especially with our board operating procedures review, and I believe in January, we can definitely take it back at that time and say, is this what we all feel comfortable with, again, considering that we're sitting, you know, a different board at that time. So it was discussed, considering that we do make that policy. So. I felt comfortable enough, but I'm still kind of the baby step kind of guy.
I feel even smaller steps. I could do 15. I mean, we've been at this for a very long time. That doesn't mean that that's right. But we also, thank you to Ms. Aguirre, we have these people who want to come look at our finances, who want to come give us advice because you've done a really good job with what we've had. And, you know, I'm always of the mindset if it didn't broke, don't fix it. It seems like we've done excellently with the process we've used. I do understand growing going forward, though.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Butternut.
And Ms. Earls, you had requested that it, but the two committees, one committee requested that it come to the meeting the next time around. And I had initially requested this item, so, and I knew you were going out, so I didn't put it on as an action item,
thank
but
you.
It was an information item, that's
thank
why.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. But I felt that we needed to get the information so that we could
be
able to discuss that. Secondly, I think that part of the issues with making even less findings in our finances is to kind of relieve them of some of these extra hoops they have to go through, that we might miss other things because we're having basically almost, you know, half to three quarters of one person's time in the finance department working in these issues. And that's not to say of the other departments that have to get involved, the other personnel that have to get involved in doing the workup for this. So I think if we move this up, though, I still want to see, not in the, for me being able to pour through the warrant list, I want to see a list of those items between 10 and 25 that have been done and see, make sure that also we've done our
you know, due diligence in terms of seeking quotes, et cetera, in those areas without having to, even not coming to the board. There's still other requirements you still have to do. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We do require three quotes, even if you are working with a cooperative program.
Right.
And so we could certainly consider running a report that will pull out anything between the 10 and the 25 that could be reported quarterly. It would be up to you if you want a quarterly.
I would like that report, and whether you did it by quotes or you went with the co-op or what, how you did that, I would like to, see that report for those between 10 and 25.
Ms. Gonzalez.
Mr. Corona, you mentioned between 10 and 25. I would like to see a report from 9 to 25.
9 to 25?
To see.
And I will mention that when a campus or department brings up a purchase order and it's 9,700 or 9,800, we require that, although it's not at the 10, that they do the paperwork to ensure that we're not trying to circumvent
any. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah, we can certainly do that for you.
Are you saying they're flying below 100 feet?
Yeah, yes, by 50 feet.
9,999 and 99 feet.
But I would, you know, the administration had requested 30,000. I feel comfortable with the 25 as long as we get that report from administration about from 9,000 that Ms. Gonzalez is requesting up until to below 25, 24.99, whatever.
Is this on a monthly, quarterly? What time frame would you like to consider this report?
Monthly. Yeah, I would say.
I don't know about monthly. I think come back with the recommendation because it might be so much work that monthly may actually.
We're doing
the same thing.
And I don't want to see like a big part of the policy. We're not going to go to that extreme too. So.
Yeah, let's do. Come up with something and then give us.
Yeah, either 2 to 3 months, I would say.
Okay.
Recommendation.
What kind of report format will show? So that you feel that you.
I think your warrant list already covers it. I think, and just even a very, I think this is an intermediate type of report that after X amount of time, we can phase that out once we feel like there's nothing there, or you're obviously having issues here, you know, and I can kind of, I can feel Dr. Galavis right now. It's not that we're attempting to run a district by no means, and I don't think it's a micromanagement issue. I do believe we are a growing district and we're trading lightly, very conservatively, because there is a lot of moving parts and the trust is there. It's just you got to give a little to get a little, and I think that's part of it, and that's where I think we're going to meet in the middle.
And just for clarification, this report that you're asking, is it a report just listing and what kind of procurement we made or
no.
co-op?
Who's in those, what accounts are at that level? In other words, let's say it's CEMEX, CEMEX is at 10,000, mm-hmm. Pearson is at 25,000, and they're all within that time. So
a transaction, but not necessarily backup documentation?
No.
Because then I can
just run the report.
Yeah, no, we don't want
the
backup because that's counterproductive.
Somebody starts questioning like 23,000 why we're always in, then that's when we could pull it and say, okay, you know what?
We'll develop a report that you can
based on your recommendations, please.
We can do that.
Madam Chair, at this time, I would move to approve the first reading of policy CH as for purchasing and acquisition as presented by administration at the level of 25,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
No.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
No.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes. Well, actually, then it's all Searles is last.
Searles is last, yes.
Mrs. Searles.
No.
Motion passed.
I'd like to make a motion to modify the reading to a level of 20,000.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
No.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
No.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No.
I'll make a motion that we postpone this to the next meeting.
I'll second.
There you go.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. I'd like some color clarification. Do I bring it back or?
Yeah, bring it back as the next, to the regular board meeting, I guess, as a first reading.
At the, leave it at the 25?
Yes.
Leave it as is.
As is, if we can modify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it'll be another first reading?
Yes.
You know, we got the next one. Fundraising.
Item C, discussion of possible action to approve fundraising expenditures.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
I'd like to just add that Ms. Garcia has been outstanding in analyzing and making sure that all these transactions are within the amount, in the proper levels, and bringing up a lot of questions, ruffling a lot of feathers, because we've got to do a little more research before we present to the purchase, you know. But I really commend her. She's been a great asset to the organization.
Thank you.
I have one final request. I need to pick up your notes for our records.
I got no notes. You got them all? Oh, who has
them? I don't have any notes.
I can pick up these.
You want these others too?
Yes, we can pick them. Yeah, no, we don't get rid of them. We just need them.
I don't have anything on there, but you can take them.
I voice it up there. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.